Hello, Jean?
Hello? Jeannie, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is David from Joann Fabrics. And
yep.
You took a class here recently, and you forgot to bring a sewing machine.
I did?
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to bring a sewing machine and leave it.
I usually bring my sewing machine and bring it home every time.
Oh, no, you're supposed to leave that here, because that's how we helped pay for the classes. We were going to sell your sewing machine in the store.
You're going to sell my sewing machine?
Yeah, well, eventually. I mean, at first, we just want to leave it in the classroom and let other people use it throughout the week for other classes.
I usually bring my own sewing machine. I think you might have the wrong person.
No, you have the weird name that I can't pronounce, Kata Omea, whatever, some foreign thing.
Yeah, it's a very weird name.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, you're supposed to, can you bring your...
I don't borrow the store's machine. I always bring my own, my personal machine.
Yeah, but can't you just leave it here so other people can use it? I mean, why do you have to be so greedy?
Is this a joke?
No. I don't understand why you just keep taking it back home with you. Like, most people just leave them.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm the manager here at Joann Fabric. And I just, like, you know, if you could just leave, you don't use it all week, do you? You could just leave it here and let other people use it.
Joann Fabric's on...
Yeah, that's the one. You took a class here on April 6th, I think it was. The quilting
class.
Yeah, quilting level 2.
Yes, I have 4 sessions that I go to.
Okay, yeah, if you bring your... You're not allowed to leave with your sewing machine anymore. It's a new policy. You'd have to leave it behind for other people to use.
My personal sewing machine?
Yeah. Because it's kind of greedy for you not to let other people use it, because it's not like you're using
it. This is my own machine. Why should I let other people borrow my machine?
To be nice. That this is how society works. You have to be nice and help each other.
Who is this? I think you have the wrong person.
I've said your name several times. You confirmed that this was the right class that I'm talking about, quilting level 2.
Yeah.
Why can't I hear you now? Did you put me on speaker?
Yes.
Why?
Your name is Roy?
I can barely hear you. Can you speak up?
Your name is Roy?
Yes.
Are you there now?
Yeah, I'm at the store right now. I just don't see why you have to be so greedy with your sewing machine. Like, because you're not using it constantly or anything. Don't you have an extra for home?
No, I don't.
Well, maybe
I
you
only
could,
have one sewing machine.
Maybe you could buy one.
You know, I really don't understand this conversation. Is this a joke?
I've already told you, it's not a joke.
Okay, well, why don't I bring my sewing machine right now?
Okay, and
I'll be right there.
You're going to leave it with us?
Well, I'll bring it, and then we'll have a conversation.
Okay, well, can you leave the attitude at home? Because I don't have to deal with this bullshit from you. I mean, you're barely a real customer. You don't even bring your own machine and leave it.
Okay. All right.
So bring the machine and leave the attitude. It's my suggestion.
All right. Thanks for your suggestion.
When are you going to be here? Because I have lunch soon.
Well, I probably won't be there till about 2:00.
Oh, this is just like you.
Okay.
You have no respect for other people and their schedules and their lunches.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
All right.
You're there at 2.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, yeah, I'll let them know that the lady with the weird name is going to be showing up.
Okay.
The greedy lady with the weird name who doesn't like to help other people.
Okay. Yes.
Probably never volunteered in her life.
You're right.
She's all about me, me, me.